This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
That is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to this Sunday night edition. In the studio tonight, we have myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Greg from New York.
And Mark.
From planet Earth.
Well, yes, I am.
As opposed to your home planet. Which is where?
I'm not exactly sure.
You don't know where your home planet is?
It's confusing. It's been many thousands of millennia.
Many thousands of millennia since Mark has been to his home planet. We've been talking about all sorts of fun things.
I will say, however, that the trip, that the produce here on Earth has made the trip totally worthwhile.
Oh,
I concur.
That's great. I like produce. I've been eating more of it recently in an effort to, well, be healthier, you know, that kind of a thing. So, yeah, certainly. I found that I love broccoli. Like, a lot of people are like, broccoli? Really? Yeah, I really like broccoli.
I tasted this thing called Chinese broccoli. Somebody told me it's called Chinese broccoli. Have you heard of this?
I have had all kinds of things around the world, but I can't say I've heard Chinese broccoli.
That's what it was labeled as for me, and it goes with garlic pretty well. I liked it.
So before we continue with anything else, Mark, I know you wanted to at least talk about FTL.FM.
Yes. So
can you tell the listeners what that is and, you know, give us the short story on how that became a thing?
Right. It's a domain name that I decided to get. It always had bothered me that Ian bought LRN.FM mm-hmm. for Liberty Radio Network, but didn't buy FTL.FM for Free Talk Live.
Was Free Talk Live.FM not available? I mean, I like FTL because it's shorter.
I don't have any idea.
Okay.
I didn't look for
that's
it.
That's fine.
I just like FTL.FM.
Sure.
And so at some point in the past, I took a look. There it was. I bought it, and I held on to it.
Okay.
Greg rolled out his new version of freetalklive.com. It was at new.freetalklive.com.
Right.
I think it still is there. But, you know, I felt like it wasn't getting a fair shake. So I decided to point FTL.FM at his site. So now you can go, and I think this is really great, because Ian has a site where he can do his announcements and his blog posts and things like that, and we also have a more listener-oriented site. Now, it's new, and it needs a little work. You, the listener, probably should go there and check it out. It's not ready for every functionality. For instance, you can't call in tonight on the website, but that's the idea. It was Caroline who called in earlier tonight.
Carolyn, excuse me.
Carolyn was, frustrated that she couldn't make telephone calls to things. Well, I'm frustrated that you can't just go on the internet and talk to the hosts of Free Talk Live. I want people to be able to host the show from around the world, bits and pieces, and a whole variety of things. Let's bring some new functionality. We've got Web 3.0 coming out. Let's act like we understand what that is. And so that's what I did. And Greg pretty much has the site ready to go.
Now, you've shown me a little bit about the website. You've given me a brief demo on what it looks like on your mobile browser. I was able to bring it up here on the studio computer. Can you just, you know, mention some of the things that you like about it?
I think that a show about freedom is, first of all, it's also about decentralization. Everyone should get what they want out of it. Another thing is, as you know, the studio has been raided in the past, and, you know, the government doesn't always like what people have to say. And I think that being on the internet, being on the web, helps you to be more resilient. It's decentralized. And, you know, here's the other thing, right, is that phone numbers, like we were talking about, are everything's moving online.
Yes.
Right. And so today we have things like WebRTC.
Yep.
And that's basically peer to peer. I'd like to see a platform where you can't get deplatformed so easily. You can't get kicked off of YouTube. You can't get kicked off of Discord or whatever.
Right.
And what does that look like? It looks like open source software, like WordPress and Matrix.org. You run it on your servers.
Mm.
Like, we set up the Matrix server. Not we, but you guys set up the Matrix server.
Right.
Right.
And so that's resilient. It's yours. Same with Odyssey, right, all this stuff. So it's about time that your live broadcasts could also be decentralized. Imagine it's peer-to-peer, right? And then somebody calls in, and that's peer-to-peer too. And then all the listeners who want to can listen to that stream peer-to-peer. So one peer sends to two, and two sends to four, and four sends to eight. If we nail that, you can't get deplatformed, and then your stuff can go on Odyssey and all that.
Yeah, I really like the idea of, you know, Free Talk Live being more of its own platform versus just a destination website that you can go find out about the show. That's great. I love that there is a website, of course, and we must have that as a show. And I know that since the last raid, Mark, you and I have had discussions about what I like to call disaster recovery. We're not the first organization to put, like, disaster recovery types of things into place for when, you know, earthquake, fire, you know, that kind of a thing.
We put a large percentage of our income in the last 2 years into that.
Right. And so, you know, these ideas have been coming around, and I feel like Free Talk Live is evolving. And I feel like this website that you've put together, and thank you, by the way, that you put together for Free Talk Live is going to be part of the evolution of Free Talk Live, so much so that, like, to the listeners, not necessarily for my benefit, even though your interface on my side looks pretty slick, I think the listeners of Free Talk Live are going to be able to participate more, and it'll be less challenging for them to have quality conversations when it comes to participating on Free Talk Live.
Everything I build is supposed to help people to self-organize, and it's by the people, not just for the people, I like to say. So a lot of the stuff that starts out top-down, you know, I started my startup top-down, everybody starts top-down, but eventually it gets bigger than you.
Mm.
And the idea is, do you want Free Talk Live to be a show, or could it also be a movement about liberty? Can it have local chapters? Can people take their own little sub-show or whatever if they earn enough credits in the system? You know what I mean? If it's a movement, it can affect change. Like, we're trying to affect change in New Hampshire. Why not around the world?
Agreed.
That's what I see the site doing. So a website, we think of it as like a top-down, like, here's the people, here's the host, and this is the info that you can get in one direction, right? I'm more interested in, you can go on the site. So if you're listening, right, you can literally go to ftl.fm. Right. And you can listen right now to the live show. Mm. You can hear all the episodes that happened. Right. Scroll through them. You'll be able to search in the future and so on. But more importantly, you can find other people that share interests. Right. Like, you might be an agorist. You might be a left libertarian. You might be an anarcho-capitalist. Who knows? There's people in your area who might go out to lunch with you. And next thing you know, you're forming a little chapter of the movement. That you can right now, you can't call into the show, but you can video conference people right now on the site. You
That's
can
awesome.
Chat with people about right now about this episode as we're doing it on the site.
That's awesome.
Right, and it's kind of like the YouTube comments, except YouTube can't take us down because it's Free Talk Live.
Right.
It's at FTL.fm. It's ours, and that's pretty darn important.
Yeah, I really enjoy becoming more of a platform than, you know, the destination website that we have. That's something that, and I like the integration of the existing technologies, web conferencing and video conferencing, that type of thing.
Another thing worth pointing out is the Free Talk Live regularly gets pulled off of YouTube.
Yeah.
They'll deplatform us, and then we've got to start another, you know, page and get started all over again. This can, the website can point to wherever that video is kept.
Right.
And then so we don't necessarily have to be on YouTube, although we can be.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. It's just that it doesn't have to be the same YouTube channel.
Right.
So on YouTube, you'd have to look up Free Talk Live, and it'll come up with whatever it comes up with, which isn't the entirety of the show.
Right.
Whereas on the website, where people have been able to modify it and, you know, make segments and, you know, do a variety of things, it's just so much more ours, our communities. And that was the intention that Greg had.
Yeah, build community.
I like it. 603-283-6160. The evolution of Free Talk Live continues. More is coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number you need to participate in tonight's session is 603-283-6160. You can engrave that on your firstborn's forehead, whatever you like. You can,
seems cruel.
You can write it backwards on your bug guard on the front of your car so that when you drive around, people can look in the rearview mirror and see 603-283-6160.
They might wonder why it's there, but at least they can see it.
So maybe they'll call. Who knows? In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Greg from New York,
and
USA.
Mark.
Earth.
What's that?
Man's Earth.
I think it's safe to say we're all from Earth, maybe, except for Mars.
We should hang out.
Hey, man, come over to my planet later. We have some calls to get to. Let's go first to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Mark, welcome back. I didn't know you were birthed from galactic spawn or spores or some such thing.
Well, we're all constructed of stardust and animal pee.
Yeah, well, I guess that puts old little Miss Moonbeam right in the right spot, doesn't it?
I didn't know you were such a romantic, Mark.
That's right.
Way to sweet talk to the listeners.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's going to be my pickup line.
You're going to come riding in on a unicorn one day. You boys better watch it.
What's on your mind, Major?
All right, so that one old girl, I just want to touch real quick on her, the one that had a problem with there being no phone numbers to call anymore if you got a problem.
Yep. Carolyn?
Well, you remember for about 20, 15 years, if there was a customer service line, it would be Habib or Rakim and may I please help you? And then there was about 5, 10 years where, you know, my name is Stephen. May I help you? I am Michael. But it all came from Pakistan or you know, India or whatever.
Yep. Still
it can be very frustrating when you just can't understand what's being said. You know, sometimes you can't turn up the audio on phones a lot of times, and you just can't understand what's being said. I'm sure those people are trying their very level best to speak English. But in some cases...
It's got to be their second language at least, if not third, you know. But... it's just frustrating when you can't talk to a person that can talk back responsibly and properly.
So here's one thing I've wondered is, let's talk about Jamaica for a second. So this is an English-speaking island, but they've got a dialect. They sound different than, say, an American does.
Yeah.
Americans have dialects, too. I'm kind of curious, why don't we just run a fiber cable to Jamaica? Surely there's one already there. And... use them for so much of this phone work. Would you be able to understand them as well as...
Jamaican, we work for you.
As you would somebody who's from Pakistan. I don't know the answer to this, and I'm not trying to make fun of either Pakistanis or Jamaicans. I'm just curious. These are native English speakers that can be, at times, a challenge to understand.
Well, I can speak to some of that. So, Greg, you had mentioned earlier... automation, sort of, you know, the Industrial Revolution and then now the Technical Revolution with, you know, software and computers and all that kind of a thing. There's something that has delayed the advance of technology.
And what is that thing?
The thing.
I was like, is that Miss Cleo? No.
Sorry, wrong accent. Go ahead.
The thing that has delayed the advance in technology is when I was growing up in the 80s, we'll say, everybody was talking about how we're going to have flying cars by the year 2000. We don't all have flying cars. And it's
I remember the show Space 1999.
Right. Logan's Run, you know, all this kind of stuff, right? So what happened is instead of technology making everything less expensive and freeing people, what happened is people looked to the least amount of cost for production, and we got something known as outsourcing. So because labor was much cheaper in other parts of planet Earth, the robots didn't take over all of the production because human labor was still less expensive. So until the rest of the world, even today, becomes more industrialized than it is currently, that has resulted in a delay in the advancement of technologies.
I'm going to say something about crypto.
Okay.
To all the people in crypto, I mean, we see what's going on around it. Crypto is based on blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
And blockchain is one of the only technologies that I know that promises to become slower and more expensive with time. What I mean by that is blockchain is a chain of blocks, and those blocks are finite in size. And so, like, Roger Ver supported increasing the block size, for example. But it's still a finite block size, and people compete for that block size. So as more people join the network, there's a bottleneck, and that's why we speak about how many transactions per second. We don't say that about HTTP protocol, which is the, how many websites can HTTP support per second,
right?
Or how many emails can SMTP support. The thing is that there's a bottleneck somewhere, and that bottleneck is the blockchain. There's going to be other technologies out there that will make crypto mainstream,
yes,
that will help people to vote and do all kinds of smart contracts, and you know, it'll be really cool.
Agreed.
But for the meantime, most technologies, though, do become faster, cheaper over time. So voice over IP literally took the cost of $3 per minute international calls, and Skype took them like to zero.
Right.
Right? And Skype is made by the Kazaa guys, I think, or the people who made the peer-to-peer, and there was BitTorrent, right, and all this stuff. My point is, look at that, from $3 a minute to zero,
right?
Right? And the same thing has happened with like desktop printing and you know, blogs and everything else. So I think technology does make things more efficient, and it lets one person do the job of 10. And then when that happens, you either invent more jobs, which is what we've done with blogs and marketing and accountants,
right? Yeah.
And many things that I do and whatever. But also there will be a time when some people just, well, they don't have the skills to do the things that people need them to do. So they'll, we'll have to find ways for them to eat and to get resources.
Major?
Yes, sir. Pleasing to be helping you, Sahib. When will you pay me in my whiskey wine for the labors I have endured?
Anything else you want to mention?
No.
We have to get the UBI to you.
Guys, have you guys ever heard of a place in southern Michigan called the Irish Hills?
No.
Water runs uphill.
I have heard of
this. When I was only like 7, 8 years old, my parents took me there. They spiked a 2x4 to the wall of a shack. Dude took a straight-legged, four-legged chair and sat off the ground 6 feet with nothing but that 2x4 under that chair. It was amazing. Now, you guys were talking about gravity and the elongation of limbs and whatnot.
Right, yeah.
I wonder how long the Scotch and the Irish have been suffering through this indignancy that we have gotten so long in so short a time.
So, hey, Major, thanks for the call. We appreciate you.
They have places like this across the United States. One of them is called the Mystery Spot in Santa Cruz. And, you know, there's a variety of these sort of, you know, optical illusions. The car rolling up the hill, you could do that in Spook Hill in Florida.
Yeah.
No, but a true Scotsman would get that after a wee drink.
Indeed.
Nice.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I have trouble doing the Scottish accent.
I love accents.
Yeah, I do.
Well, the good news is you just have to sound completely unintelligible. That's what's wrong with Greg's, is I can understand him.
May this century be yours, boy, like the last century was mine.
Sean Connery, commander of a Russian submarine with a Scottish accent.
Love that guy.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prices are unacceptably high right now, and that's why the president has said we need to make this our top economic focus and do everything that we can to get them down.
National Economic Council Director Brian Deese speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation. Deese saying the White House is hoping to move forward on legislation to lower prescription drug prices and other costs in the coming weeks. Deese saying this new legislation is the Biden administration's single most impactful way to combat inflation. Air travelers this Juneteenth holiday weekend are facing more travel headaches. FlightAware showing over 4,300 flights have been canceled or delayed nationwide on Sunday. That brings a total to nearly 6,000 flights that have been canceled or delayed since Friday. The cancellations being blamed on bad weather and a pilot shortage. USA Radio News. As the nation awaits a Supreme Court's abortion ruling in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, pro-abortion demonstrations continue to be held outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices. Some pro-abortion activists reportedly gathered outside the home of Justice Amy Coney Barrett over the weekend, carrying baby dolls while demonstrating for their right to choose. Speaking Sunday on Fox and Friends Weekend, Virginia Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears candidly shares her reaction to the unfolding situation.
Don't they realize the irony of this? The reason why you are here is because at some point your mother was pro-choice. And that's why you, my dears, are here. Otherwise, you would not be.
AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gasoline remaining unchanged at $4.98 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number 603-283-6160. If you want to join in the discussion tonight in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
The name is Greg from New York City.
And Mark.
Nice. Very nice. I don't know if we can do that all night.
It's this guy's so important that, I mean, he's been dead for however long, I think Sean Connery said. My guess would be. And we're still doing the accent.
We're still doing the accent.
Indeed. It's fun to
do it.
Share
original Bond. You just can't. The name should change. All right.
Later this year, I'm speaking at Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's in the beautiful city of Prague from October the 21st through the 23rd, 3 days, and showcases autonomous cities and international communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and we'll explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate children, and invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a special 20% discount on tickets, which can be claimed when checking out on Everbrite with the promo code FTL20. Find out more about the conference. Visit Liberty in Our Lifetime. Excuse me, Liberty. LifetimeLiberty.com and follow the conference on Twitter via the handle at LibertyIOL. So LifetimeLiberty.com. It's from October the 21st through the 23rd in Prague. The coupon code is FTL20, LifetimeLiberty.com. And I hope to see as many of you as possible in Prague.
If you've ever wanted to find out what Mark's like while he is, as I like to say, gallivanting, you should attend this event. Also, 20% is a pretty generous discount.
It is. It's a great event. I went to the one in Switzerland. Is that this year or last year? Last year, at the end of last year. It was really great. I had an event. It was unlike any event I'd ever been to. The European libertarians are really dedicated.
Nice. Let's just go to the phones right away. We have Jeffrey calling from South Carolina. Jeffrey, you are live on the air on Free Talk Live.
Okay, well, like I told the screener, I'm sitting at Walmart parking lot and I'm going through the, you know, listening to you on the radio, and I'm happened to pick up the cell phone because you said you had a website, and I'm not real computer literate, but I saw the words SIP and I didn't know what that meant, and I know that there's all kind of words that I don't know, but I just was going to call and ask what that meant, and maybe another time I can call and ask what something else means. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
So
well,
that's my question.
We're here every night from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern. So if you want to call the show again, call between those hours.
Okay.
SIP stands for, correct me if I'm wrong, Session Internet Protocol.
I was looking it up.
Oh, nice. Yeah. All right. Session Internet Protocol, it's a fancy way of saying you can call us using this online method. So if you have something called a SIP phone, you would be able to use the set of data provided over at sip.freetalklive.com. You'd be able to plug that into your SIP phone, and then you can call us and sound almost as if you're sitting right next to us here in the studio.
All right. Well, that's not the way it's working now. I'm not using SIP now.
No, if you dialed the phone number, you're going over the regular telephone system.
POTS.
Plain old telephone service, yes.
Yes.
All right, well, I eliminated one thing, and I thank you, and I'll call again. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the call, Jeffrey. We appreciate you.
Just taking a sip.
Yeah. You had talked about, since we're talking about phones here with this caller, you had talked about the progress of digital technology. And are you familiar with Andreas Antonopoulos, or have you heard his name? He wrote a book on Bitcoin and Ethereum and that kind of thing.
Probably the most articulate voice in cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I've watched a bunch of his YouTube videos like from way back in the day. He really influenced me as far as my way of thinking. He talks about something that happened in telephony called the inversion. So originally telephones were all over copper wire. You'd have a landline put into your house and the dial thing and the numbers on the touchpad and that kind of thing. And then the internet came along, something called fiber came along, right, digital technology now. Mm-hmm. And so then at first, there were only little tiny sections of fiber.
DSL.
Yeah. And so the copper had to interact with the fiber. And so the telephone service, you know, the internet first ran over the telephone service. But now telephone service runs over the internet.
Yeah.
Right? So that has completely inverted. So much so that they had to invent something called a comfort tone. Because digital technology is so pure that when you would make a call from a digital phone to another digital phone and nobody said anything, the human mind wants to go, are you there? Because on the copper service, you would hear just the slightest bit of just a hiss from the copper. And everybody who ever used a telephone had that ingrained in their mind that that is there, that exists, and it's supposed to be there. Digital technology comes along and eliminates that because it's so crystal clear. You can hear a pin drop was the old ad for the long-distance company.
MCI,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right? It was so clear. You could hear a pin drop. Well, it was too clear because the brains of it, are you there? Hello? Right? So they invented a thing called a comfort tone, and this is now implemented on every digital telephone system, no matter what it is, whether it's SIP or any other type of protocol used for connecting telephone calls together. They all play this weird sample of white noise at a very low volume that tells your brain that the call is connected.
Interesting. I know I've seen these things where they detect neutrinos, totally seems unrelated, but the water is so pure that it takes the ions from the metal and it just like dissolves in the water. So this lady had her like hair, just a little piece of her hair like dip in the water, and then she had to like rub her scalp, get all the nutrients were out because of that.
Oh yeah.
So that's how pure water can become.
Interesting. So just to bring everything sort of full circle, the inversion continues, right? It's not just telephony. Like, if you look at the internet, and it sort of took over a couple of things. It took over telephones. It took over newspapers.
Oh, yeah, the stock market. You don't have the people in the pit anymore, right? You've got the, what is it now? It's all digital.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And then you got to emulate what had been there before.
Right.
You still have the 00, what is it, 16 digits? Or
16, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So the inversion continues with what we've been talking about a little bit tonight, the blockchain and cryptocurrency, right? People call it right now, oh, that's internet money, magic internet money. No, it's not. And Andreas Antonopoulos is very, very persistent in pointing this out. It is the internet of money. Right, so all of the changes that we've seen the internet do to our regular stuff, newspapers, television, communications, all that kind of stuff, it's disrupted all these things. The blockchain, Bitcoin, all the cryptocurrencies are going to continue to do all of that to money.
So it's programmable.
Right.
And computers do this in general. Computers have replaced your pretty much everything, you know, used to make those flyers yourself, right? Copy and paste. Now you copy and paste on your computer. Now you have blogs with keywords. You could just follow a keyword and you get all the news delivered to you. Yep. Right?
And don't forget that Carolyn called in on a telephone, is what she called it.
Smartphone
is the terminology she used later. She called it a telephone. Now, this is true, has a little FM radio in it that can communicate to a tower, but primarily the thing that I hold in my pocket is a pocket computer.
Yeah, she could have used Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
She could have used the Bluetooth. She could have used any of the radios in there, and all of that digital.
Right. And so, you know, not to say that it's an incorrect statement. It's just that the inversion has occurred with telephones. They are now pocket computers as opposed to being telephones.
Right. The terminology stays for the legacy users. And as newer, you know, more people are born and kids learn about stuff, a lot of that terminology will eventually age off. 603-283-6160. Do you have any terminology that's obsolete? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Back in the studio, back on a Sunday night, back in black. Oh, I guess I'm wearing gray. All right, well, back in, you're wearing black, so. Right,
convince me that that was black.
Thanks for wearing the black, Greg. We appreciate that. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here in the studio of Free Talk Live. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Greg from New York.
And Mark.
What were we talking about? You looked like you had something to say before
blockchain,
right? Yeah.
No, I was just saying that I think we're gonna have a lot of cool stuff. The banking system will go digital. I think a lot of the stuff will just be powered by open source software, just like we have right now with web servers are powered by Apache server and Nginx, and then we've got like our operating systems are basically BSD. Berkeley Systems Distribution, or Linux, which is Android, and our web browsers are based in open source. So obviously it stands to reason it would be nice to have open source power our monetary system, but I think that we're going to swap out the back end. It won't be blockchain. There's other technologies that have since... Look, Bitcoin's a granddaddy. It was based on blockchain.
Yeah.
It solved the double spend problem. But it did it in a very, very brute force way. It said, let's take all transactions in the world that happened in the last 10 minutes. Let's gather them in one place, which is called the miner. Actually, it's worse than that. It's gathered every miner. We don't know which miner is going to solve the thing.
It's a lottery.
So everyone sends everything to everyone for 10 minutes. And then the miners, one of them seals the envelope, so to speak, with that magic number.
Right.
And so that is a bottleneck, the miner, and that's why a lot of the industry has focused on applications which are slow, once-in-a-while transactions, because as soon as everyone tries to do those transactions, we see what happened in 2017 with Ethereum.
Yeah.
You know, or this year with Polygon, with Sunflower Game, it took over the blockchain. We're going to have... It's like computers had vacuum tubes powering them, and now they have digital transistors. It's the same. Software will still be there, and everything will still be there. Smart contracts will be there, but it won't be powered by blockchain. It'll be powered by other things, and could be intercloud, or it could be Hashgraph, or it could be IOTA. There's a million things being developed. It's just blockchain was first. Unfortunately, it also led to what is essentially people investing, hoping somebody else will then buy. Pay more, the greater fool sort of thing, as opposed to utility. which is millions of people voting in elections, millions of people transacting and doing things every day like they do with Facebook and everything else.
This is one of the things that I dislike about the sort of crypto revolution, the way it's come around, is somehow the blockchain became an asset. And I mean, it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be currency, but it, you know, functionally, it seemed obvious that it was going to happen. I remember saying on the air, and by the way, this got attributed to Michael Saylor recently. I really, really enjoy when my quotes get attributed to famous people. So I said on the air that if Bitcoin's worth a dollar, it's worth a million. Because if it is worth $1, that means it can do what it says it's going to do.
Right.
And it is, you know, unhackable, you know, unstoppable, peer-to-peer, you know, all these things, right? And thus, it will be worth $1 million of Bitcoin. It's not like it was difficult to predict that in 2011 when I did so. But, you know, it's kind of sad, not to say that I haven't benefited from this,
sure.
It's kind of sad that... you know, that's what it's been all turned into. Rather than the technology itself, the concern is about the value. If you talk to somebody, one of these neophytes on Twitter about cryptocurrency, and maybe some of your complaints or whatever, you know, the mind-numbed Myrmidon will come back, but it's worth it, it'll be back, and, you know, like talking about price. I'm not talking about price. I'm talking about other things that this could be used for.
Yeah, use case is important to me. One of the reasons, so I got into Bitcoin rather early when it was, you know, in the hundreds of dollars. And I spent a bunch of it after it went up and I needed money and that kind of a thing. So I'm not, you know, I'm no crypto millionaire, that's for sure. But Ethereum came along relatively soon after that, and I read the white paper on it, and I liked it better only because Ethereum went to the extent to define use cases,
mm-hmm.
right? And I liked the idea of sort of a giant sky computer that anybody can program on and the smart contracts and that kind of a thing. And so I got into Ethereum at $10.
That's amazing.
But now I'm like, well, I can't cash any of that out because of the fees, so I'm just sitting on...
See, look, they even call it the world computer. There's one.
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting. You know, flash loans, maybe some listeners remember and some don't know, but flash loans are these things that you can borrow money, do something with it, and return it in the same transaction.
Right.
So the thing is that only works because there's one transaction that happens at once in the whole world. Okay, it's a world computer. So literally, it stopped the world technology. And so normally what happens is that I'm serving a website to Mark, and then you're serving a website to me on your server. Everything happens in parallel.
Yep.
They have something in computers called embarrassingly parallel systems, which you don't have to do much of anything. It's just parallel. Humans are having conversations all the time. No one asks how many conversations per second can humanity handle.
Yep, we didn't ask that question.
No. The thing is, though, is that because everything's on one global giant computer, right, there's a bottleneck somewhere.
Right.
And that's going to change. And then what will happen is you won't have block rewards anymore because, well, many people can do things at once. So there will be a source. Some company will issue some rewards, and they will reward the... nodes for securing certain things. There'll be a free market of nodes for securing certain things, but you wouldn't throw the entire firepower of the network to secure every little transaction. So in your case, I give the example of like $1 being transported by an armored truck and then a convoy, but it's $1.
right?
Yeah. You don't need that much for $1. So you need to scale it to the transaction of how much it's worth and not just throw everything in the kitchen sink on every transaction.
Yeah, that's a good point. Also, to your point, Mark, about Bitcoin sort of becoming more of a store of value rather than a utility for transactions, I understand your point, and I agree with you. However, I think it's really, really important. One of the things that systems of the state miss out on, right? Even people with the most noble of intentions, when they go into statism and they, you know, get elected or they become part of somebody's, you know, regime or whatever, and they try to do things that benefit humanity, they fail because they don't get the incentive right. Human beings are incentive-based creatures. We respond positively to incentives. You want to see something innovative? Provide the right incentive, and that's what cryptocurrency has done. People love value, whether it's a value in a transaction, whether it's the value of money, whether it's the value of relationships, whether it's the value of communication, whatever that is. Human beings love value. So the one
and
thing
they love arguing about what is valuable.
Well, by the way, this might require its own segment, but I just want to say the value actually comes from... I had to take a crash course on all this economics and sociological stuff, and I interviewed Noam Chomsky, I interviewed people... Actually, Mark, I might interview... I'll say later. Here's the idea, is that value comes, a lot of it, from the network effect, from the mass adoption of... So, like Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook wasn't valuable when two people in Harvard used it.
Right.
Whoop-dee-doo, I have two profiles. But if half of Harvard is on Facebook, I can look up a lot of people's profiles. And then you add chat, and then you add payments, and then you add, you know, all kinds of things. It's super valuable in Harvard. It doesn't have to take over the entire world to be valuable in Harvard. So we're speaking English. We're speaking English because the English, the British Empire, went around and it conquered different places and it colonized various places
right.
and taught them English, right? We don't teach our children Esperanto very much because there's no network effect of Esperanto. So the value of learning English is that you can get jobs in English. And like you were saying, Mark, on the other show, I was listening, you were saying speaking English is a very good skill
yeah.
to earn money.
It's incredibly valuable.
Yeah. So basically you're investing in things that other people invest in.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, there has to be utility to people. I'm not using English just to speak it. I'm using English to solve problems and to communicate and do things,
yeah.
right? And with Bitcoin or Hex or any other thing, you see, it gives it more, like Hex gives you more of itself. And that's great, but what is it backed by? And people say, well, some, you know, people may say, well, it doesn't have to be backed by anything. What is gold backed by? And that's true. But when banks lend out your money, they lend it out to people who then go and serve other people.
Mm.
And that's what is backed by, human goods and services or robots or whatever. And when they earn that money, they pay back the bank. So we see those goods and services. At the end of the day, money is valuable if you can exchange it for things you need.
Yes.
At the time you need them.
Right. And so the value, the incentive comes from people recognizing that and wanting to get more of that and solving problems to and providing services and products to serve their fellow man.
Serve each other.
Right. And so that's where I think cryptocurrency gets it right, is the incentive. 603-283-6160. More of your calls. I want to talk about a whole bunch of...
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.